This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. I am back along with my co-host, Miss Rita Crompton, the invent a lady herself. Rita, how you been doing? Man, it's so great to be back.
It is wonderful to be back. We have been fine here, working hard to get ready for the hardware show.
Well, there's a lot going on, Rita. As you know, we're preparing for the International Builders Show slash Hardware Show slash Kitchen and Bath. That's going to be coming up in a couple weeks. So we're going to be hopping that big bird and taking our show on the road, huh?
Yes, we are, sir.
But tell us a little bit. This is our first show of the year, and we're excited. And tell us a little bit about what we can expect on the Event America show coming up in 2023.
Well, we're looking at us like today, after it being so cold over the last few weeks, we're going to talk about products that help you get your house ready or deal with the inclement weather. And that just seemed like a fun one when I was thinking about it. It was freezing cold here. But what we're going to talk about is, you know, sometimes we'll have a theme on the inventions that are used around the house, and sometimes we'll be dealing with a problem or a solution that inventors face, like getting these. Both these guests today are going to the National Hardware Show, so we're kind of focused on what their expectations are and the people that they want to meet.
So let's talk about some of the exciting new technologies that you're going to be introducing along with the two that's going to be on the show today.
So we've got everything from the newest, coolest ice cream scoop to fixing a fence that is starting to drag. So many different products, and that's one of the really great things about this show is that it covers so many industries. And I always tell people, it's like, if you think of your product as being a big box store product, the Targets, the Home Depots, the Bed Bath and Beyond, then this is a show for you, because so many of them are, they've got a very narrow focus, and this one really has something for everyone.
Well, let's talk about the inventor lady herself, the theme and the premises behind what you do, and maybe you can help our audience a little bit. The young inventors out there that might have an idea, and maybe you can walk them through a little cheat sheet right quick and, maybe talk about some easy ways getting their product to the market.
Well, what I do is help inventors get from I have an idea, like I've got a belly button, to where I can get to the point where I can license it to someone else. And everybody's got a belly button, but it doesn't mean that I can sell it, no matter how cute it is. We need certain things in place. So we need to get a search done. We need a registered patent attorney involved. We need a good functioning proof of concept prototype. And so a lot of what I do is point people into the right directions, so that they're not just scrambling trying to find somebody listed on the internet, because that can be a real disaster. You know that. And so getting things done properly gives us a better chance of then getting a good licensing deal in place, because they're going to ask me a few questions right off the bat for a licensing deal. And if I can help the inventor get through those steps better, all right, we've got a better chance at licensing. And a licensing deal means somebody else is going to make it, sell it, and send you a check. They're basically renting the right to use your intellectual property. And that's why filing the patent with a registered patent attorney is so important.
Well, we have three guests lined up. Can you maybe give us a brief on all three guests?
I certainly can. Jeff Gerhardt invented a new type of snow shovel. I'll let him tell you more about that. Ted Butterworth invented a way of helping to clean your pipes out so that, you know, this cold weather, the water doesn't freeze and rupture the pipes. And Michael Miller is our industry expert. He had helped license a lot of things that went into the Home Depots.
Wow.
So I worked with the inventor representing the inventor. He represented the company. So we worked a lot together.
I got you. So we got a full show coming up, three new guests, and I know you have a whole bunch of guests lined up, coming up in the upcoming week. So we're going to be all over the spectrum here, right, Rita?
It is, and that's what makes it so interesting.
Wow. But I tell you, we're excited to launch our 2023 show and part of Home Talk USA, the Invent America, a segment of the show. And I guess the whole purpose is that if we could provide that education information, we basically can save the inventor a lot of money from the mistakes that they're going to possibly make. It's just hard to come up with that blueprint if you really don't know the steps, right, Rita?
It is, and there's actually a blueprint or a document on my website, inventorlady.com. It's called the Inventor's Galaxy Guide. It's a short, easy read, but it walks through all the steps. And I get inventors, it's like, well, they're trying to make decisions on the process before they have all the information.
Yeah.
And that's tough. It's like you make your business decisions based on the information you gathered at each step. And so you need to know how the pendulum swings, and that's what the Inventor's Galaxy Guide talks about. It's free. You just download it, take a look at it. It takes about 30 minutes, and then you really can ask better questions. And you learn in there that, you know, people will say, well, I become like your partner. No, if they're sending an invoice, they're not your partner. They are a service provider. Well, how do you deal with those service providers? What should you expect when you're dealing with them? And those are some of the things that I help inventors deal with sooner rather than later, so we have a better chance. We try to save money, time, and, you know, irritation to your stomach.
Before we take a short break, the number one Twitter and texts I get and emails I get, basically, the Invent America show is exploding, and people just want to know how to get on the show. And again, I want to stress this. We do not charge our guests. Nobody is paying a fee to be on our radio program. But what is the steps to get onto the radio program?
Again, they can go to InventorLady.com, and there's a little button that you push that says, if you want to be on the show, you fill out the form. It comes back to me. People are starting to fill out those forms, so we'll be getting them on the show probably in February we'll start. We've pretty much got a full itinerary for January. But now some of those people that are filling out the forms, we'll place them based on the topics that we have, but I appreciate it when they come in, because that means that I've got options when I'm getting ready to go and say, okay, this is our topic. Who's out there for us? But it's very easy to get to.
Well, Rita, well, hold on. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with our first guest when we come off a break. Mr. Jeff Gerhardt will be on our Invent America segment of the show. This is Home Talk USA, though, streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Don't forget to check out our television show at HometalkTV.com, HometalkTV.com. And if you have an idea of a guest or a topic you want to for us to discuss on the show, it's very simple. You heard it. Just go to HometalkUSA.com or InventTheLady.com. All right, we got to step away. Got to pay some bills right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'm the Cajun Man alone with Miss Rita Crompton. We'll be right back. Yay!
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the show. That's right, the only radio program dedicated to you, the American consumer. Now, who's our next guest?
Our next guest is Ted Butterworth, and he has been in the lawn sprinkler industry for over 40 years.
Whoa.
And when they got to the point where they were doing 80% service in the sprinkler industry, they needed a better way of doing it. And that's what his invention does. And you know what? Over the hundreds of years that we've been inventing, the best inventions were from people working in the field and doing exactly what we talked about on earlier on the show.
All right, I understand he's on the line right now.
Ted, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So my question for you then, and to start out, is to tell our audience a little bit about what Baffle Caps does. What? How did you come up with it, and what does it do?
Well, there's when you drain a sprinkler system inside, there's many possibilities of how the pipe is plumbed into the basement, if it's plumbed properly or not. And what this device does actually makes it, it simplifies it. It's a four-step process where you take a chore that could take, you know, 5-10 minutes to do, even 15, depending on how long the run is. This device actually cuts that time down into seconds. So it just alleviates a lot of headache and makes it a lot easier on the homeowner or the professional.
So with what's just gone on the last month in this country, this is a perfect time for you to be at the National Hardware Show showing your product, because there were just where I live, there were a lot of people with the frozen pipes and the issues. So how does it help, you know, at what time point does a homeowner look at doing this weather system prevention with your product?
Well, generally, you know, in Colorado, where I'm from, we'll turn our systems on in April and turn them off in October. And when you turn the system off, you have to find that valve for your sprinkler system in your basement. And lots of times that valve is stuck in the drywall with a 4x4 opening, and you're trying to get a bucket or a catch basin underneath that valve so you don't get water dripping all over your insulation and so forth. This device actually attaches to the waste port. You can walk away, go upstairs, outside, open up your lower test cock, and it automatically just starts draining right down into the bottle.
Amazing. Honestly, I did not know that my outdoor system was connected to my indoor system, but, you know, now I do. Now I'll be more careful.
Well, it also depends on the you have an outside tap and an inside tap. This works for the inside tap, so the one on the inside of the house, yes.
And it's nice to, you know, make sure, because there were homes around here that had their water, you know, their pipes frozen. And, you know, I don't think that everybody realizes how vulnerable they are to this problem, because we live in Tennessee, and you were talking about Colorado, but you can have issues with pipes freezing a lot further south than just Colorado.
Oh, yes. Oklahoma still freezes.
Parts of Texas?
Yes.
So they had their own problems last year. So when we go to the National Hardware Show coming up, you want to be able to license this intellectual property.
Well, licensing, I do have a patent on it. What I'd like to do is start marketing it and get into some big box stores and have some feedback from some consumers and other professionals would be great.
So when we go to the show, then you're really looking to meet anybody and everybody that can give you feedback, give you connections to then the True Values, the Ace Hardwares, the Home Depots, for purchasing the product, because you're going to be able to then manufacture and provide the product, but you're also not opposed to licensing it.
Correct.
So you're really, you know, you've got the best of all worlds when it comes to, you're looking to talk to everybody who walks up and is breathing oxygen.
I would like to show some light, for this product, yes.
Well, yeah, this is Mr. King, the Cajun Man. Yeah, so you haven't really made that decision yet. It depends what direction you want to go. So you've got to kind of like let it flow out and see what direction, whether or not you want to go ahead and distribute, manufacture it yourself, or license it yourself. So you're kind of still on the border about that, right?
Yes. I mean, whatever would help me, I would like to definitely have a company help me on the marketing and the sales side, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a dilemma, and it is a question you do have to ask yourself. And what I try to do is help people also, along with Rita, to say, if it just depends on, like companies and products that maybe are one-trick pony, maybe they might want to consider, a license agreement. But if you plan on expanding your line, sometimes it would make sense to do it yourself. But if you're going to only be a one-trick pony, the numbers will tell you you prefer, less headaches is just to receive a residual check. But but hey, that's a decision that you're going to allow to play out. But hey, we're out of time, Ted Butterworth. Rita, how can we reach Ted?
His products, again, will be listed on my website, so all you've got to do is be able to go and pick the icon for Baffle Caps and click on it, and it will take you right to Ted's information.
Well, Ted, thank you for being our guest, all right?
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate it.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing Ted at the National Hardware Show, also in Vegas, coming up. And, Rita, I tell you, we're going to have another guest, another topic. Who are we going to have next coming up, Rita?
Michael Miller is going to be our next guest, and he is the one that he used to work for a company called Danco, and he would have then been the one to license Ted's product to get it
all
into
right.
the Home Depot.
All right, well, great. We'll take a short break. We'll step away behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, along with my co-host and sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself. We're going to be right back. Yay! We're passing a good time here.